عمل
So tonight we're going to continue sharing on the book of Joshua.
And
this morning we talked about how Joshua sent out spies to go and look at the land of
Jericho. And
he received a very positive information. Because God was with the people of Israel and Joshua. And so Joshua continued his work of preparation to enter into the land of Canaan.
那第三章就记载着他率领的以色列百姓
And so in chapter 3, it records of how he brought the people over the river Jordan. And from the from chapter 3, we're going to raise up some points for our studies.
Okay, 首先约书亚将这个官长都找来
And first in chapter 3, Joshua called all the elders of the people.
教导他们要怎么过河的方法
And he taught them how they were going to cross over the river.
我们来看第三章的第三节
Let us look at chapter 3, verse 3.
三节吩咐百姓说 你们看见主你们神的约柜, 又见祭司利未人抬着, 就要离开所住的地方, 跟着约柜 第四节，只是你们和约柜相离，要两两千轴不可与约柜相近，使你们知道所当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。在这里，约书亚告诉，要官长们告诉百姓，这个行进队伍的这个次序。
And so here Joshua tells the officers the progression that will be taking place.
祭司抬着约柜走在最前面
First, the priests that are holding up the Ark of the Covenant should be walking in front.
因为将要前往的这一条路是百姓从来没有走过的
Because the path that they are treading on, none of the people have ever walked upon.
所以要百姓跟约柜保持个距离 以便能够看清楚要往哪条路走
And so the people must stay a good distance behind the Ark of the Covenant so that they know which way they must go.
让约柜走最前面代表着将神摆第一位的意思。
And so putting the Ark of the Covenant in front of all the people, it represents that we must put God in our lives first.
在晚祷的时候，这个叶传道有跟我们以将耶稣摆第一位作为相互的勉励。
And during our evening prayer, Preacher Ye had shared with us how we must put Jesus first in our life.
今天我们很多时候很难把我们人生的主导权愿意交出来，让我们的主耶稣居首位。
And sometimes it is very hard for us to put forth everything for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们如同那个年少的财主想要来请教耶稣有关永生的。
It is like when the rich young ruler asked Jesus how to receive salvation.
但是当主耶稣告诉他，那唯一他还缺少的，也是不可以或缺的。
But then when Jesus told him the one thing that you lack, but this is also something you cannot lack.
不同于他所想象的得着，而是失去。
And it was not what he was looking for, and it would cause him to lose it.
他想是在得着什么，我就可以得到永生了。He
thought that if I can gain one more thing, I can be saved.
但是主耶稣给他的答案不是你在得着什么，而是你要舍弃什么。But
the answer Jesus gave him was not that he needs to gain something else, but he must leave things behind.
不单是舍弃什么，而是全部的舍弃。And
it is not that he needs to leave only something behind, it is that he must leave everything behind.
包含身外跟身内的，外在的跟内在的。
Including everything that is internal and external of his body.
外在的就是指着变卖他所有的一切。
And externally, he must sell all that he has.
那内在的就是要跟从耶稣啊。
And internally, he must follow after Jesus Christ.
不是跟从自己哦。
He is no longer following himself.
是把人生的整个主导权舍弃掉。
He's giving away the direction of his life.
跟从耶稣的意思当然就是耶稣走前面啊。
So following Jesus Christ means that, of course, he is walking in front of us.
有个故事说。
And so there's a story.
说到有一个人他拥有这个一栋豪宅很漂亮的房子上下两层的。
And there was this man who owned a very beautiful two-story home.
各有很多漂亮的房间。
And then he had many beautiful rooms.
突然他听到有人按电铃。
And then he heard somebody ringing the doorbell.
下来开门一看主耶稣来他家。
So he came downstairs, he opened the door, and he saw, hey, Jesus Christ is at my door.
当然欢迎啊，主耶稣欢迎你来。
And of course he said, oh, welcome Jesus.
来来来，客房，楼下的客房准备好了，那你就住那一间好了。
Come in, I have the downstairs guest room prepared, why don't you stay there?
那主耶稣说谢谢。
And Jesus says, oh, well, thank you.
就住进去了。
And then so he goes and he stays there.
没有多久又听到有人按电铃。
And then not long after, he hears the doorbell again.
门一开。
He opens the door.
魔鬼。
And it's Satan.
当然不可以让他进来啊。
So of course, you cannot let Satan in.
所以在跟魔鬼这个推挤要把门关上之际不忘大声喊着说，耶稣快来帮忙魔鬼要进来了。
And so he keeps trying to push at the door to close it, and he yells at Jesus Christ, saying, Jesus, come help me, Satan's trying to get in.
但是主耶稣好像都没有听到。
But it seems that Jesus Christ did not hear him.
好不容易把门给关起来了。
And so he finally was able to shut the door.
怒气填胸地跑去敲耶稣的门。
And so very angrily he ran to Jesus' door and knocked on it.
耶稣，你不知道我在喊你吗？
And he said, Jesus, don't you know I was calling you?
那个魔鬼要进来。
Satan was trying to get in.
我叫你来帮我，你都没有听到。
I called you to come help me, and you didn't even hear me.
主耶稣只淡淡的说了一句话。
And Jesus just very dryly replied.
我就只有一间房间啊。
I only have one room.
那其他都你的嘛。
The rest is all for you.
那想一想也对。
And so he thought about it, this is true.
好了，那主耶稣，我跟你对半分好了。
And then so he said to Jesus, okay, let's put it this way, I'll split my house with you in half.
楼下通通给你使用，我用楼上的。
You get the downstairs, and then I'll take the upstairs.
一半一半公平吧。
So now it's 50-50, it's fair, right?
又有人按电铃了。
And then somebody else presses the doorbell again.
他又下去开门了。
He goes downstairs to open the door.
一开还是魔鬼。
He opens the door, it's still Satan.
而且还带着其他的。
And he brings more demons with him.
要进来。
And he wanted to come in.
当然不能让他进来啊。
And so of course you cannot let him in.
拼命的要把门给关上。
And so he pushes with all his might to close the door.
当然也大喊着主耶稣快来帮忙。
And of course he's also yelling, Jesus Christ, come help me.
这个耶稣还是不来。
But Jesus still did not come.
费了九牛二虎之力才把门给关了，锁起来。
And so finally, after all of his hard work, he finally closed the door and locked it up.
这一次更生气，跑去敲耶稣的门了。
This time he was even more angry and he ran to Jesus and knocked on the door.
主耶稣，你没有听到我在叫你吗？
Jesus, didn't you hear me calling you?
有啊。
Yes, I did.
你怎么不来？
So why didn't you come help me?
房子是你的。
The house still belongs to you.
想一想也对。
And so he thought about this is still true.
虽然我跟主耶稣一半一半啊，但是房子的名字还是我的。
Even though I'm splitting the house with Jesus 50-50, the name under the house is still under my name.
好了，那主耶稣房子给你好了。
And so he said, okay, Jesus, I'll give you my house.
我来住客房，你到楼上去住主人房。
I'll come downstairs and stay in the guest room, and then you can go upstairs and stay in the master.
这次我不管了。
And then this time, I don't need to worry about it.
换好了房间，准备睡觉。
And so they change the rooms, and they're getting ready to go to bed.
有人按电铃，而且按得好急。
And so once again, somebody's pressing the doorbell, and they're pressing it very urgently.
他心里很害怕。
And so he was very afraid.
但是怎么不开门也不行啊，到底是谁？
But he said, well, I have to open the door, because I have to see who it is at least.
所以正当他打开房间门啊，想去开门的时候啊，看到楼上主耶稣跑了下来了。
And so as he was opening the door to his room to go answer the door, he saw Jesus Christ running down the stairs.
所以他就跟着耶稣后面。
And so he just followed after Jesus.
看耶稣把门一打开。
And he watched as Jesus opened the door.
哦，他躲到耶稣的背后啊，啊，探头一看，哦，魔鬼。
And so he hid behind Jesus and kind of peeked out on the side and saw, oh, it is Satan again.
哦，比上次啊带的人更多啊。
And he has brought even more demons with him.
哦，只见耶稣啊大喊一声，你们找谁？
And then Jesus said, who are you looking for?
哦，那魔鬼啊一看到是耶稣，啊，找错了，找错了。
And so when Satan saw that it was Jesus Christ, he says, oh, sorry, I have the wrong house.
Oh, 所以是把门一关。
So Jesus just closed the door.
Oh, 这个故事很有趣哦。
And so the story is very interesting.
就像这个故事的作者一样，这个故事的这个主角一样。
And so just like this, the main character of the story.
哦，一开始啊，他是让耶稣哦，是排最后一位哦。
At first, he had put Jesus in the last place.
哦，那后来啊，虽然让耶稣啊。排到中间呢，啊，但是还是以自己为人生哦的主导。
But even though he moved Jesus to the middle, he was still in control of his own life.
哦，唯有最后啊，整个给了神，给了耶稣。
And then at the very end, he finally gave up everything to Jesus Christ.
他再也不是这个 owner 了哦。
And he is no longer the owner.
当然他就不用去开门了。
Then he no longer needs to go to answer the door.
不用去对付魔鬼了。
Then he doesn't have to deal with Satan.
主耶稣为他做主。
Jesus Christ is his Lord.
所以很多时候啊，我们呢，啊，不晓得说让主耶稣居首位有这么多的好处哦。
And so sometimes we do not realize that letting Jesus take over has so many benefits.
啊，如果有人呢开枪啊，或者射箭啊，还有人帮我们挡着啊。
And if somebody shoots a gun or shoots an arrow, there's somebody to block for you as well.
哦，不是叫耶稣去接子弹哦，不是这个意思哦。
And we're not saying that Jesus is going to catch bullets for you.
哦，不过啊，他确实是我们的挡箭牌哦。
But he is our shield.
哎，他是我们的山寨哦，啊，是我们的这个要怎么讲？哦，是我们的哈啊盾牌了。
Yeah, he is our shield.
哦，确实哦，是我们的保障哦。
And he is our safety.
哦，所以让耶稣走前面，让约柜走前面，就是让耶稣让神居首位。
And so to let the Ark of the Covenant go before the people is to put Jesus first.
哦，那另外一个哦，我们要来分享这个约柜走前面。
And the second point.
人都很好奇呀，跟摩西一样。
The people were all very curious, like Moses.
哦，所以摩西啊，曾经在在这个出埃及记，哦，出埃及记的这个。33章那边呢，他要求看神荣耀的面。
And so because of this, in Exodus chapter 33, Moses wanted to see the glory of God.
哦，我们来看这一段。
Let us refer to this passage.
出埃及记33章。
Exodus chapter 33.
18节。
Verse 18.
18节摩西说，求你显出你的荣耀给我看。19节。
Verse 19.
神说：“我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过，宣告我的名。我要恩待谁就恩待谁，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。”二十节。
Verse 20.
又说：“你不能看见我的面，因为人见我的面不能存活。”二十一节。
Verse 21.
神说：“看哪，在我这里有地方，你要站在磐石上。”二十二节。
Verse 22.
我的荣耀经过的时候，我必将你放在磐石穴中。用我的手遮掩你，等我过去。二十三节。
Verse 23.
然后我要将我的手收回，你就得见我的背，却不得见我的面。哦，这是摩西哦，他想要求看神的面哦。
So this is where Moses asked to see the face of God.
哦，神说你不能看，你看会死。
But God says, you cannot see my face, for if you see my face, you will die.
哦，因为人非圣洁，不能见神的面。
Because men are not holy, they cannot see God.
哦，所以，人如果见神的面就要死。
So if they see the face of God, they will die.
啊，但是摩西很好奇，想要看神的面。
But Moses was very curious, so he wanted to see the face of God.
人要怎么见神的面？
How can a man see the face of God?
哦，要怎么跟神面对面哦？
How can we see God face to face?
哦，看神长得什么样子哦？
To see how God looks.
两个方法。
There are two ways.
一个方法是神转过来，哦，来让我们看哦。
One way is that God can turn around so that we can to let us look.
哦，那这个是什么时候才会成就的
？So when will this happen?
将来在天国的时候了哦。
When we enter into the heavenly kingdom. 哦，
主耶稣要亲自迎接我们哦。
Jesus will personally come to receive us.
哦，那时候就能够跟耶稣面对面哦。
And at that time we can be face to face with Jesus Christ.
哎，就像保罗说的哦。
Just as Paul said,
哦，就能够清清楚楚哦。
And then we can be very clear.
那另外一个方法
The second method.
就是跑到神的前面，向后转来看神。
Is to run in front of God and then turn around to face Him.
那人能不能跑到神的前面？
So can a man run before God?
人没有办法跑到神的前面。
A man doesn't have the ability to run before God.
如果想要跑到神的前面会怎么样？
If we want to run in front of God, what will happen?
我们来看一下这个约翰二书。
And let us look at 2 John.
约翰二书的第九节。
2 John verse 9.
九节，凡越过基督的教训不常守着的，就没有神；常守的，常守这教训的，就有父又有子。在这里说越过基督的教训就没有神了。
So here it says that whoever transgresses against the doctrine of Christ does not have God.
今天呢，有很多人想要越过基督的教训。
And today, many people want to transgress against God's teachings.
用人的想法、逻辑啦、推理啦、猜测啦。要来推论神的真理也好，或者是神本身也好，灵界的事情也好。
So man uses their logic or deductions and reasoning to try and to debate about the things about God's truths.
生命记那边告诉我们，奥秘的事是属神的。
The book of Deuteronomy tells us that the mysteries belong to God.
神如果不启示给人，人没办法知道。
If God does not give personal revelation to man, man cannot understand.
那什么样的人能够得到神的启示？
So what kind of person can receive the revelation from God?
主耶稣说过神的道理像那些骄傲的人就隐藏像那个婴孩就彰显。
And Jesus said that the mysteries of God are hidden to the proud, but are given to the babes.
所以我们要成为单纯的人。
And so we must be a very simple person.
像小孩子一样。
To be like a child.
不要自己认为有智慧。
We should not think that we have a lot of wisdom of ourselves.
那这样我们就会陷入到越过基督的教训的危机当中。
Because if we do this, then we will put ourselves higher than Jesus Christ.
摩西的经验他只能看神的背后，没办法看到神的这个前面。
And so for Moses' experience, he only saw the back of God, he did not see the front.
这告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
告诉我们可以借着神的经过，神的作为去看见神。
This tells us that through the passing of God, through His actions, we can see God.
罗马书第一章告诉我们，神的神性跟永能是明明可以知道的。
And Romans chapter 3 tells us that we can know of the nature of God.
虽然眼睛看不到，但借着受造之物，我们就能够了解了。
Even though we cannot see it, we can know by the actions.
所以我们可以借着看到背。看见神。
And so through seeing the back, we can see God.
这个也是约柜在前面给我们的一个启发。
And so this also comes from the ark being placed before the people.
那我们再看回来约书亚记。
So let us turn back to Joshua.
第三章。
Chapter
3. 我们接着看第五节。
Let us look at verse 5.
三章五节，约书亚吩咐百姓说：“你们要自洁，因为明天神必在你们中间行奇事。”在这里，约书亚要百姓要自洁。
And here, Joshua tells the people to sanctify themselves.
为什么人要圣洁？
Why does a person need to be holy?
因为圣洁的人才能见神的面。
Because only a holy person can meet with God.
我们来看这个希伯来书。
Let us turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书的十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十二章十四节，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁。非圣洁，没有人能见主。在这里，希伯来书的作者告诉我们。人要追求圣洁，因为如果不圣洁，没办法见神。
Here, the author of Hebrews tells us that we must pursue holiness, for without holiness, no one will be able to see the Lord.
所以人要圣洁。
So man must be holy.
再来，来看提摩太后书。
Now let us look at 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书的第二章
2 Timothy chapter 2
20节
verse 20
二十节，在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。二十一节
Verse 21.
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。二十二节
Verse 22.
你要逃避少年人的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。二十三节
Verse 23.
我有那愚拙无学问的辩论总要弃绝，因为知道这等事是起争竞的。好，在这里保罗告诉提摩太
So here Paul tells Timothy
要成为圣洁才能够服侍神
That you must become holy in order to serve the Lord
就像我们所使用的这个器皿
And just like a vessels that we use
无论它多么的贵重，如果不是干净的，没有人会去用它。
No matter how precious this vessel is, if it is not clean, no one will use it.
所以同样的，神要使用一个人。
And so likewise, when God wants to use a person,
要悦纳他所献的祭。
He must be pleased in the offering which he has offered.
那神必须要先悦纳这个人。
And so God must first be pleased with this person.
才能够悦纳他的侍奉。
So that he can be pleased with the service that he gives and the offering that he brings.
该隐跟亚伯同样来向神献祭。
Cain and Abel both came before God to offer their sacrifices.
结果神悦纳了该隐还是悦纳了亚伯。
But did God honor the sacrifices of Cain or did he honor the sacrifices of Abel?
我们从他们所献的祭物当中，我们看不出为什么神悦纳亚伯，不悦纳该隐。
From what they offered, we cannot see why God honored the offering of Abel and not of Cain.
该隐把他弟弟的出产献给神，亚伯把他的羊群当中投生的献给神。
Cain brought the fruits of his labor, and Abel brought the firstborn of his sheep.
那有人说我知道。这个神悦纳亚伯不悦纳该隐是因为神跟我们一样喜欢吃肉。
And so some people say that the reason I know why God chose Abel's offering over Cain's because God is like us, he likes to eat meat.
不是的
And of course this is not right.
神他不用吃东西的。
God does not need to eat.
神不悦纳该隐。主要的原因是因为不悦纳该隐这个人。
God was not did not honor the sacrifices of Cain because he was not pleased with the man Cain himself.
因为他的行为不好。
Because his actions were not good.
所以神曾经警告该隐要他胜过罪恶。
And so God once warned Cain to overcome evil.
可惜该隐没有办法胜过，反而被罪所胜，所以杀掉。他的兄弟。
And sadly, Cain could not overcome the sin, and so he gave in to sin and killed his brother.
所以我们如果要服侍神。
And so if we wish to serve God,
我们一定要追求圣洁。
We must pursue holiness.
因为圣洁的人才能够献上和神所悦纳的祭。
Because only a holy person can offer up a sacrifice that is pleasing in the eyes of God.
我们要怎么样追求圣洁？
And so how can we pursue holiness?
刚刚我们读的这个提摩太后书就告诉我们。
And what we read in 2 Timothy just now told us.
要选择那个好朋友。
We must choose good friends.
跟灵性好的朋友在一起，灵性好的同龄在一起。
We need to be with people who have a good spirituality.
所以今天呢，我们愿意把我们的暑假用在这个学习神道理的事上。那可见我们周遭的这些弟兄姐妹都是对这个信仰有所追求的。
And so because we have all taken the time out of our vacations to come and pursue after the word of God, we can see that we are all looking to pursue in our spiritual lives.
所以更应该互相砥砺切磋在这个从神那边所领受的真理也好啦，见证也好，互相来分享。
And so we should share with all of the people here all of the blessings that we receive from God.
哦, 彼此得造就。
And to mutually edify one another.
哦, 这个是, 哦, 追求圣洁要注意的事情。
This is something we must look for when we are pursuing holiness.
好, 那我们再看回来, 呃, 约书亚记的三章。
And so we look back at Joshua chapter 3.
我们, 呃, 来看第八节。
Let us look at verse 8.
八节你要吩咐抬约柜的祭司说，你们到了约旦河的水边，啊，水边上就要在约旦河水里站住。啊，在这边哦，约书亚要这些抬约柜的祭司啊，啊，要站在约旦河水里头。
And so here Joshua tells the priests who are bearing the Ark of the Covenant that they must stand in the water of the Jordan.
那我们来看，来看这个，来看十三节哦。Let us look at verse 13。十三节，等到抬普天下主神约柜的祭司，把脚站在约旦河水里，约旦河的水就是从上下流的水。 必然断绝，立起成垒。跳过来看十五节。Let us jump to verse 15。十五节，他们到了约旦河，脚一露水。原来约旦河水在收割的日子涨过两岸。十六节。从那从上往下流的水，便在极远之地撒拉旦旁的亚当城那里停住。 立起成垒，那往亚拉巴的海，就是沿海下流的水，全然断绝。于是百姓在耶利哥对面过去了。17节。抬神约柜的祭司在约旦河中的干地上站定，以色列众人都从干地上过去，直到国民尽都过去约旦河。
哦，在这里呀，我们看到，神教导这个约书亚，要祭司，往祭司抬着约柜走前面。So here we told, we see that Joshua was told by God to tell the priests to go in front of the people.
而且要脚踏到这个约旦河水里头。And
then their feet must go into the water of the River Jordan.
我们刚刚谈到说，约柜走前面代表着神走前面哦。And
just now we said of how the Ark of the Covenant going before the people is how we put God first in our lives.
哦，神居首位。And
God has the most important position in our lives.
但是约柜需要有服侍他的祭司来抬。Now
the Ark of the Covenant must have those who serve to lift up the Ark.
哦，所以同样的祭司就走到前面去了。And
so these priests they also go in front.
哦，祭司是服侍神的人。
The priests are those who serve God.
哦, 服侍人, 服侍神的人 要走到前面。
Those who serve God must walk in front. 哦,
并且要把脚踏到水里头。
And then they must put their feet into the water.
哦, 圣经记载说, 在收割的时候, 这个河水是涨过两岸哦。
And the Bible says how during the time of harvest, the water would overflow on both banks.
哦, 我们看看这个祭司抬着神的约柜。
And so we look at the priests who are lifting the Ark of the Covenant.
站在那个站过两岸的约旦河旁。
They are standing on the side of this River Jordan, which is overflowing on both sides.
看着这个湍急的河水啊，奔腾而过。
And they are watching the river with great turbulence rushing down.
他们必须要走到水里头了。
But they must walk into the water.
这个可不是啊。 哦，之前那个摩西过红海哦。And
this isn't like how Moses crossed the Red Sea.
哦，摩西过红海啊，是叫百姓你们站着看。When
Moses was crossing the Red Sea, he told the people stand and look.
哦，那个看神要为你们成就的大事。And
look how the great things that God does for your salvation.
哦，那摩西自己没有下去。And
Moses didn't walk down on his own.
哦，他是把杖一伸啊，哦，这个海水就分开哦。When
he struck out his rod. The water split.
哦，然后他下去。
And then he stepped down.
那约旦河不是了。
The River Jordan was different.
哦，不是说把这个约柜一举哦，那和这个约旦河水分开哦，他们走过去哦。
It wasn't that once they lifted up the Ark of the Covenant, the water would split so they could cross over.
哦，却是必须要这个抬约柜的祭司啊，脚踏到水里头。
But it required that the priests who are holding the Ark of the Covenant to step into the water.
哦，这个神的能力才会彰显出来。
Then you can see the power of God.
换句话说哦。哦，这个比过红海哈的功课哈还高一阶了哦。
And which is to say that the lesson that they had to learn here, was one level higher than that they learned during the crossing of the Red Sea.
哦，不是凭眼见哦，然后再用信心跟上，而是要先凭信心，然后再跟上去哦。
It wasn't by that they saw first and then, with their faith they followed. It was that they must have had faith first and then keep going.
哦，所以脚要踏到水中，约旦河水才会断绝。
And so they must first step into the water before the water would stop.
哦，很多时候我们，神给我们每个人有不同的在信仰在生命当中的功课。
And so God gives us all different lessons in our lives.
哦，有时候神因为考虑到我们的哦信心的程度，哦属灵知识的程度。
And so sometimes God will take into account our spirituality and our spiritual wisdom.
哦，一开始啊，不会给我们那个最难的功课，最高级的哦。
And so at the beginning, He will not give us the hardest lesson He can find.
啊，总是啊，让我们从幼稚园开始学。
But He starts us off at a kindergarten level.
哦，所以神啊，让我们借着体会哦，体验到他的能力，他的神迹奇事，而进到信仰里面。
And then through the signs that we can see and the miracles he performs, we can enter into our faith.
哦，人从自己的局限来认识自己，而进到信仰，这是很正常的。
And so for a person to
认识自己的局限有限哦
，and to understand their own limitations，
好，而进到信仰里头
，to know their own limitations to enter into their faith，
哦，这个是正常的
，this is normal，
哦，神有啊，人有了尽头，才愿意让神有了起头，啊，当人有尽头了哈，人没有路可走了，才会想说神啊，哦，才会啊，让神有机会表现
，and so it is only when we run into dead ends。That we will cry out to God for Him to show us a way.
哦，从台湾来，曾经来过啊，我们美国帮助圣工的田辉煌传道，我们可能都认识哦。
And there's a Pastor Tian who comes from Taiwan. You may know him.
哦，记得啊，这个传道还是神学生的时候啊，曾经哦，这到过哦，这个去过他们的哦，他所注目的教会哦，实习。
And I remember when I was still in the TTP program.I went to the church that he was stationed at for my internship.
哦，因为他是牧养这个山地的教会啊，原住民的教会。
And he was in charge of one of the Aboriginal churches in Taiwan.
哦，那当中啊，当时就有人问田传道说啊，田传道，哦，这个以前呢，我们听很多山地哦教会有很多神迹奇事的见证，现在怎么都没有了？
And so someone asked him, Preacher Tian, I heard that before in the Aboriginal churches, many people saw signs and miracles all the time. How come we don't see them anymore?
哦，这是不是以前哦，这个以前神比较有能力哦，现在神没有能力了。
Is it that God had power then, but he's losing his power now?
哦，还是啊，哦，这个现在的魔鬼比较厉害哦，以前魔鬼比较差劲哦。
Or is it that Satan has been getting some upgrades?
哦。都不是哦，田传道这么说了。
This is what Preacher Tian said.
他举个例子哦。
He gave an example.
他说在以前哦，交通不方便啊，人又贫穷。
He said back then the infrastructure was not set up and people were poor.
哦，在田里工作啊，不小心被毒蛇一咬。
And then they were working in the field and they got bitten by a poisonous snake.
哇，看百步蛇哦，这个马上就要死掉的。
And they see the snakes that when they bite you, you can only take 100 steps before you die.
哦，怎么办？
What do you do?
哦，如果要送到山下医院哦，可能要走三天路哎。
If you want to send them to the hospital on the down the mountain, it may take you a 3-day trip.
老早就死掉了。
And they'll be dead long before you get there.
哦，就算能够及时送下去，也没有钱看医生啊。
And even if you could get him down there immediately, you still don't have money for a doctor.
哦，所以唯一的一个方法就跪下来跟神 来祈求医治。
And so the only thing they could do was to kneel down and pray and ask God.
啊，但是现在不一样啊。
But now it is different.
哦，交通很方便。
The roads are all very clear.
哦，在台湾又全民健保，看医生哦又很便宜哦。大概两块美金就可以了。
And then so, and with
还可以拿一个礼拜的药哎。
And with the health insurance in Taiwan, it's very cheap to go see the doctor. It could probably take you about $2, and you can even get medication for a week.
看你是要小诊所还是要大医院，还随你挑啊。
And then you could either go to a small clinic or a big hospital. It's up to you.
不要说被毒蛇咬到了，感冒就好了啊。
And let's not even talk about being bitten by a poisonous snake. You could have the common cold.
有谁会想到说要祷告？
Who's going to think about prayer?
啊，想到说啊，到隔壁那个哈，那个外科，那个某某外科看一下哦，某某内科看一下，都是这样嘛。
And then so they would just say, oh, let's just go to this doctor or that doctor.
哦，所以当然没有让神有发挥哈，有表现的机会啊。
And so we don't have the opportunity for God to show His power.
哦，所以当然看不到神的能力，看不到神迹奇事。
And so without this opportunity, of course, we do not see the manifestations.
哦，不是说神的能力、神的膀臂缩短，不是。
It is not that the Lord's arm has been shortened.
是人倚靠神的心没有了。
It is that man no longer relies on the Lord.
哦，所以信心很重要。
So faith is very important.
为什么说信心是胜过世界的？
Why does it say that faith overcomes the world?
因为是没有看见就相信。
Because it is believing without seeing.
这个力量才大。
Then it has a great power.
明知道不可为而为之，这个就是信心的表现。明知道不可能的事情，但是还是还是去做。
And so even attempting to do the impossible, this is faith.
那这个就是信心的表现。
And this is the manifestation of faith.
神要我们信心要能够提升。
And so God wants our faith to be elevated.
像希伯来书告诉我们要离开信仰的开端，要进到完全的地步。
Like Hebrews tells us, we must leave the entry of the faith, but we must go into making it complete and perfect.
不要一开始这个刚信主的时候神啊，请帮助我，让我发财。信主30年还在神啊，帮助我，让我发财。
And so, at the beginning of when you first get baptized, you say, Lord, please help me be prosperous. And then we shouldn't be 30 years later still praying for the same thing.
都没有进步哦。
And there's no improvement.
所以我们信仰要长进。
And so our faith must grow.
信心要进步。
Our faith must improve.
以前是看过红海，看到这个水分开才下去。现在抬约柜是脚要踏下去水才会分开。
Before crossing the Red Sea, you saw the water split, then you walked. In the River Jordan, you must first step, and then the waters will stop.
那刚刚我们谈到说祭司走前面
And just now we said how the priests must walk forward.
祭司是服侍神的人。
The priests are those who serve the Lord.
服侍神的人要做榜样。
Those who serve the Lord must set an example.
今天在教会里头我们都在服侍神。
And today in church we are all serving the Lord.
我们都在预备要服侍神。
We are all preparing to serve the Lord.
保罗提醒提摩太年轻的传道人。
Paul reminded Timothy, a young preacher.
要做信徒的榜样。
You must be an example to the members.
要在爱心，要在信心，要在言语，要在行为，来做信清，还有清洁，做信徒的榜样。
To be an example in love, word, conduct, and faith to the members.
所以今天，我们不但要有信心，还要有榜样。
And so today we must not only have faith, but we must also be an example.
有人这么说了，今天教会最需要的是什么？
And so there's some people who say that what is it that our church needs the most today?
教会不是需要那个财主奉献很多钱哦。
Our church does not need people who offer a lot of money.
也不是需要那个神学博士懂了很多神学的这个知识。
And we do not need PhDs in theology who understand. All these different theologies.
教会需要的是什么？
What does the church need?
教会需要的是一个现在祭坛上的榜样。
What the church needs is an example on the altar.
所以今天呢，我们如果愿意，像保罗勉励提摩太，愿意过着榜样的生活。
And so if we are willing to live a life of example, as Paul told Timothy.
这样就会让那些还没有认识耶稣的人羡慕。
then we will be admired by those who have yet to believe in Christ.
并且相信我们所传讲的信息。
And then they will believe the message which we speak of.
那对这个我们的信仰的生活也是一样。
And then in our spiritual life, it is the same.
能够帮助软弱的弟兄姐妹。
To help the weak brothers and sisters.
帮助他们建立对神的信心。
To help them build up their faith towards God.
所以服侍神的人要有榜样。
And so those who serve the Lord must have an example, must be an example.
那这一次这个约旦河是从远处的这个亚当城那边就断绝了。
And so here, the River Jordan, it stops, the water stops, still afar off.
甚至立起成垒
And then it, grew, and it grew into a heap.
那往下流的通通流到沿海，所以这中间呢，干地就出来了。
And then the water continued, the rest of the water continued to flow to the Dead Sea, and then there was dry land left.
有些这个解经家就说那个是刚好发生地震
And so some people say that, it's just that at that time there happened to be an earthquake.
所以土石流把这个河约旦河河水河道给挡住了。
And then so some dirt stopped the River Jordan from flowing down.
真的是这样吗？
Did it really happen like this?
但是我们看到圣经上的记载
But if we read what happened in the Bible,
这个当这个祭司抬约柜的祭司百姓过去之后，他们的脚一离开约旦河。那个水又漫过两岸
But once the priests, once all the people crossed over and the priests, they stepped out, then the water started flowing again.
那么想想看，无论是过约旦河也好，或者是以之前的四十年前的过红海也好。
And let us think, either when they were crossing the Jordan River or when they were crossing the Red Sea 40 years ago.
摩西也好，约书亚也好，他带领了有多少人？200多万呢。
And Moses and Joshua, they were both leading over 2 million people.
200多万啊，我不知道大家有没有看过200多万人在一起
I don't know if any of you have ever seen more, 2 million people together.
这个有人大概做个估计如果这个两百多万人camping 大概有半个罗德岛那么大罗德 Island 在那个波士顿那边
And so they said that if these 2 million people were to go camping, it would they would cover about half of Rhode Island.
可能我们不晓得罗德这个罗德岛有多大了
And so perhaps you may not know how big Rhode Island is.
我们这样讲我们如果三个人排在一起，大概是1公尺的
And so standing, if you put 3 people together, it's probably about 1 meter.
好，那我们假设这个约旦河有400公尺宽。
And so we say that the Jordan River is about 400 meters wide.
400公尺宽那我们现在200万人要过这个约旦河。
And so now you have 2 million people that want to cross this river.
我们在所谓的说那个是约旦河是什么地震那个短暂的时间要通过不然河水又要慢过来。我们假设10分钟好了10分钟内200万人要通过约旦河
And so if you say that there was an earthquake, you know that the water will eventually start flowing again. So let's say we have 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, 2 million people must cross the Jordan River.
十分钟内要通过宽400米的约旦河。
In 10 minutes, you must have 2 million people cross 400 meter wide river.
那如果说这个以色列百姓是这样排相距一个跟一个人距离相距1公尺就好了1公尺
And so if the people were walking 1 meter apart from each other.
因为他们可能还有牵着牛呢，摊着挑着扁担什么，我们不晓得了，顶着什么东西了。
Because they may have also been leading livestock and also carrying a lot of possessions.
相距，人跟人之间相距1公尺那要在10分钟内通过400米的约旦河，那这样的要肩并着肩总共要一英里的长度
So if to get the 2 million people across the River Jordan with 1 meter between them, would require them to standing shoulder to shoulder would require them to be 1 mile wide.
换句话就是一次一排 5,000人同时过河了。
Which is saying that at one time, 5,000 people would have to cross the river at the same time.
5,000人，如果这个肩并着肩，大概要一米呢。
So if 5,000 people are standing shoulder to shoulder, it's probably going to take them about 1 mile.
哦，我们想想看那个场面哦。
And so you think about this.
哎，这样一排。 1英里长，5,000人一次过河
So 1 mile, 5,000 people crossing the river at the same time.
然后总共在十分钟内要过那个400米宽的约旦河。
And so in 10 minutes, they must cross over this 400 meter wide river.
所以我们就可以想象得到那个场面多么浩大
And so you can imagine how.
所以有人说这是不可能的事情
So some people say this is impossible.
神就是专门在不可能的事情上来彰显他的能力出来。
And so God really manifests his power in impossible situations.
我们还有一点时间，我们就把接下来看第四章。
And so we have a bit of time left, so let us go to chapter 4.
第四章，我们请。 在下一页，在下一页。第四章讲到说，这个当以色列百姓过河。
And so chapter 4 talks about how after the people crossed the Jordan River.
神要约书亚，从这个百姓当中选12个人，每个支派选一个人，要他们在这个祭司所站的那个地方各取一颗石头，带过约旦河。
And God told Joshua to tell. To choose 12 people, one from each tribe, to choose a stone from where the priest stood with the Ark of the Covenant.
这个在做什么?
What are they doing here?
我们来看一下。Let
us look.
第四章,
Chapter 4.
第六节,
verse 6.
六节,
verse 6.
6节我们看，这些石头在你们中间可以作为证据，日后你们的子孙问你们说，这些石头是什么意思？7节。 在这里谈到说，原来那个每个支派取一块石头带过约旦河，目的就是将来要对后代子孙做见证用的。And
so the reason that these people were choosing stones to bring across the river was that they were to use it as for a testament to their future generations.
那我们有个问题，为什么要12块石头？And
so we may ask, why is it that it has to be 12 stones?
因为12个支派嘛，所以一个支派一个嘛，当然12个。And
so you say, of course, because there's 12 tribes, each tribe gets one stone.
所以他们过约旦河是12个支派都过去。And
so the crossing the Jordan River, all 12 tribes crossed over.
这个告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
告诉我们整个以色列人是 一个生命的共同体，是不可分割的。
This tells us that they are one body that you cannot cut off a part.
他们要一起行动。
They must move and be mobilized together.
出埃及这样，过红海这样，过约旦河也是这样。
They left Egypt in this manner, they crossed the Red Sea in this manner, and they must also cross the Jordan River in this manner.
神给我们的恩典，给我们的拯救也是全备的。
And God, the grace he has given us, it is also a complete grace.
没有只给一部分的。
He does not only give us part of his grace.
所以同样，当得罪神的时候,
And so when we sin against God,
要献祭，要悔改,
we have to make sacrifices and to repent.
这个亚哈王那个时代, 得罪神。
And during the time of King Ahab, they sinned against God.
神3年6个月不下雨。
And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain.
这个以利亚先知复兴以色列信仰在加密山上。
And then Elijah the prophet, he revived the faith of the people on Mount Carmel.
借着献祭蒙神降火月，这个收取来见证， 列祖所敬拜的才是真神。
And then so he used the fire coming down to swallow the sacrifice as his testament that God was real.
哦，但以利亚在这个筑坛要献祭也是十二块石头，代表所有的以色列支派。
And when Elijah was also building his altar, it was also 12 stones to represent all the people.
哦，今天我发现在教会里头，我们很容易会有一种一种区别和区分哦。
And so today we find often in churches it's very easy to kind of separate ourselves out.
哦，不相信哦，你注意听听看哦。
And if you don't believe me, just pay a little bit more attention.
我们经常会听到说你们教会怎么样？你们负责人怎么样？你们传道怎么样？你们长老执事怎么样？
And then you may hear that, oh well, your church does this, or you preachers are doing this, you council members do this, etc.
哦，难道讲话那个人不是真耶稣教会的吗？是啊。
Is it that this person is not a TJC member? He is.
哦，那为什么都是变成你们跟好像跟自己都没有关系哦？
But then why is it that your people, your church, why is, do they not include themselves?
我们来看尼希米记第一章哦。
Let us look at Nehemiah chapter 1.
尼希米记第一章。
Nehemiah chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
六节，愿你睁眼看，侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了。哦，你看，哦，这个尼希米这个传，哦，这个领导者，哦，他真的是一个，哦，很好的领导者。
And you look at Nehemiah, he was a very good leader.
哦，他没有把自己独立于这个列祖或者是以色列人之外。
He did not exclude himself from being part of the children of Israel.
或许他根本跟他们列祖所犯的罪一点关系都没有啊。
He may not have any part to do with the sins which they have committed.
他甚至还可以审判说耶路撒冷那些犹大人遭大难活该，因为他们一定是犯罪得罪神。
And he could have said that those people in Jerusalem, they've sinned against God.
哦，跟我尼这个尼希米最好了哦，所以啊，我在苏珊王宫嘿纳凉哈，很高兴哎。
But see, I am me Nehemiah, I'm so good. That's why I get to be in the palace.
哦，我们经常会犯这样的毛病。哦，我们经常会犯这样的一个毛病哈。
And we often run, have these faults of ourselves.
哦，所以十二块石头代表整体。
So 12 stones, it represents the whole body.
哦。永生神的家也是整体的。
And the eternal church of God, it is also one body.
哦，每一个弟兄姐妹的跌倒跟迷失啊，都是每一个弟兄姐妹的痛。
Every failure and every loss of every brother and sister is the pain of every brother and sister.
哦，所以我们要有一体的精神。
So we must have the mentality of being one body.
哦，那这十二块石头啊，是要向后代子孙做见证的。
And these 12 stones, they must be a testament and a witness to the future generations.
人很容易忘记。
It is very easy for man to forget.
哦，这个不但是哦，错误很容易忘记哦，恩典也很容易忘记哦。
And it is not only easy to forget their transgressions, but to also forget the graces from God.
所以人不断在犯错哦。
And so man continues to do wrong.
哦，就像士师时代的人一样。
Just like during the time of the judges.
哦，所以人必须要借着不断的提醒自己来避免犯错。
And so man must continuously remind themselves to prevent themselves from doing evil.
来提醒自己要懂得寻求帮助。
To remind themselves to look.For help.
好，那十二块石头就是神帮助的证据。
Those 12 stones were the witness of God's help.
今天我们每一个弟兄姐妹在我们的生命里头一定有这十二块石头。
And today, every brother and sister in our lives, we also have these 12 stones.
甚至处处都有这十二块石头的痕迹。
And everywhere we can see the existence of these 12 stones.
那我们有没有看见？
Do we see them though?
有一次我问我的儿子
，And one time I asked my son，
因为他现在渐渐长大，可以跟他谈心理的事情了。
Because as he's getting older, I can discuss things on a more heart-to-heart level.
我说你，你觉得说为什么不敢传福音
And I asked him, why is it that you do not dare to preach the gospel?
最主要的原因是什么
？What is the main reason?
他很单纯就说
And he very simply replied,
我们也没有觉得比人家好到哪里呀。
I don't feel like I'm any better than anyone else.
不觉得自己比别人好。
I don't feel that I'm better than anyone else.
这个或许是我们没有不想向人家传福音的其中一个原因。
And this may be one of the reasons why we don't preach to other people as well.
我也是做得要死要活，才勉强有糊口。
And then I also work, I work so hard so that I can just survive.
我也是这里痛那里酸。
And I also have pains here and there.
跟别人一模一样，跟没有信耶稣的一样。
I'm exactly the same as those who don't believe in the Lord.
有什么好跟人家讲的？
What's so great to tell other people?
信耶稣有什么好啊？
What's so great about believing in God?
我们很难去感谢神的恩典。
It's very hard for us to appreciate the grace of God.
没有感恩的心是我们不愿意对外传福音的其中一个原因。
So without remembering the grace of God, this may be one of the reasons we do not preach to other people.
所以我们要经常去回想神在我们生命当中12块石头在哪里。
And so we must often reflect, where are the 12 stones for us?
那最后一个就是神让约书亚在众以色列百姓面前来尊大。
And the last part is that the God magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel.
因为借着这个过约旦河的神迹。
Because through the miracle of crossing over the Jordan River.
让所有的百姓他们 能够对约书亚另眼相看，对约书亚能尊敬他，像尊敬摩西一样。
And so this allowed the people to respect Joshua as they respected Moses.
约书亚怎么样得到百姓的尊重？
How did Joshua receive the respect of the people?
是不是靠他自己口才去说服百姓？
Is it that he used his eloquence to talk to the people?
还是拿出钱财来贿赂百姓？
Or did he take money to try and bribe the people?
都不是。
Of course not.
他能够得到百姓尊重，是因为他靠神。
The reason he was able to receive the respect of the people is because he relied on God.
当然了，今天我们在教会里头，我们侍奉神，不是为了要受人尊重。
And then, of course, today when we serve the Lord, we are not trying to receive the respect of man.
但是不可，不容否认的，一个属灵的领导者会受到其他弟兄姐妹的尊敬。
But we cannot deny that a spiritual leader will have the respect of other brothers and sisters.
它是建立在遵行神的话语上。
And it is established on keeping the commands of God.
所以唯有我们遵行神的话语，不妥协，没有讨好人，我们才能真正得到人的尊重。
And so only if we truly keep God's commands and do not make any compromises do we really receive the respect from man.
像耶利米先知。
For example, Nehemiah,
or Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
被关到监牢里头，王把他关到监牢。
The king put him into prison.
因为他老是讲一些不好的话。Because
everything he was saying was bad.
悔改啊，投降啊。
You must repent, you must surrender.
关起来，还没有打仗你就认输了。
And so I'm going to put you in jail because even before we fight the battle, you've already think we're going to lose.
但是当犹大王这个西底家心里不安的时候，还是偷偷的跑去监牢去问这个。 你有没有从神那边来的什么信息啊？告诉我，告诉我。
But then the king, he still went secretly to Jeremiah to see if God had given him any revelation.
他的心里还是尊敬耶利米才是真正神的先知。
His heart was still respecting Jeremiah as the true prophet of God.
所以今天我们想要得到人的尊重，人的尊敬，我们要尊重神。 尊重神，神也会尊重我们，人才会尊重我们。
And so today, to receive the respect of man, we must first respect God, and then God will respect us. And because God respects us, man will respect us as well.
我看到那拿钟的进来了。
And I see that they brought the bell in.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let us all bow our heads and pray in silence.